Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, I am always so excited to talk with you here. And we had 2 weeks ago, we had a guest, Barbara Stober, and she was talking about her specific story, her personal story of how she overcame her own trauma and her own situation to become a world-renowned real estate agent here in Los Angeles and seen on HGTV. And I saw so many people. There were callers calling in. There were people wanting to know more about this aspect of prayer. And it changed the way that I was going to give this particular episode. Now, when we think of prayer, we always think of something as something as just, oh, putting good thoughts into the universe and seeing what happens. But do you know that prayer, brain power, and science miracles all relate? Now, this is the question I have for you. Do you believe that prayer changes situations? Do you believe that at any age, the brain can heal itself? Do you believe that we can overcome past traumatic situations? Now, many scientists may not necessarily have any proof, let's say, that prayer directly impacts physical situations. But I have my own personal story that I'm going to share with you to help you understand the power and the connection between prayer, brain power, and science miracles. Now, I cannot talk for all the different scientists out there, and I cannot speak for neuroscientists or neurosurgeons or neurologists, and I cannot speak for religious leaders, but I can speak for Olympia Lapointe's experience. And my experience was so powerful that it changed the entire way that I perceive the world and what we can do with our brain. And it happened in 2004. I was sitting at my desk at work, and I remember picking up the phone, and I heard, "Olympia, get to the hospital. Our mother has been in an accident." And when I heard this, I was shocked. I'm like, what? She said, "Get to the hospital, quick, get to the hospital. We're not quite sure if she's going to live." And so naturally, I dropped every single thing that was in front of me. I left my computer on. I grabbed my keys, grabbed my purse. I told my manager at the time, "My mother's been in an accident. I'm going to the hospital." And I ran out the door, literally ran out the door. I went to the hospital, and it was very scary. I was in panic. We were told that our mother had been in a major accident. She was a pedestrian, and she was going to be rushed into immediate brain surgery. We did not know if she was going to pull through. The doctors asked us at the moment if her heart were to fail, would we want to revive her or not? And I remember being in such panic, I couldn't even answer the surgeon's question. And I went into panic. I didn't necessarily know what to do. All I could do was, I remember going down the hallway just in complete shock, not knowing how to respond, what to do, what to handle this particular situation. And naturally, I called my friends and I told them what was happening. And I had some friends start praying for me and praying for my mother and praying for our family. And these praying friends came to the hospital. And there was a group of my dear friends, they're still friends to this day, came to the hospital, and we stayed up all night. And we prayed for a couple things. We prayed for the bleeding to stop, the surgery to be successful, and for there to be a full recovery. And we were in that hospital room for 11 hours as the doctors meticulously did everything they could to stop the bleeding. And we were not sure what was going to happen. Now, the great news is that the surgery was successful, and the doctors came out and they said that there was good news. They were able to stop the bleeding, and the surgery was successful. And we were all excited until the doctor said this. He said, "Myself and the team of doctors are concerned, though, We witnessed during the surgery that there were two broken vertebrae, and we are not sure if your mother will be able to walk or the extent of this damage, and we do not know if your mother will have the same brain function. And I remember at that moment in time falling backwards. I literally fell backwards. I lost all the feeling in my legs and I fell backwards. And I remember my friend Peter catching me right before I fell to the floor. And I remember feeling this complete doom over my system until one of my friends said something that gave me a moment of epiphany. Lisa, she was one of my friends. She said, "Wait, Olympia, listen, God answered our prayers." And I remember looking at her like, "What? How can you say that? What?" And I looked at her and she says, "Stop, think. He has." And I looked at her and I had to stop. And I remember what we were praying for. We were praying for specifically for the bleeding to stop and for the surgery to be successful. And even though it wasn't necessarily happening in the way in which I was expecting this particular situation to happen, our prayers were being answered. And immediately in that moment in time, a shift happened in my brain. A shift. It felt like I kind of woke up. I saw, wait, if we could request certain good outcomes to occur, and if for me particular, I believe in God, and if God could do this, what else can he do to repair this broken situation? And immediately I started thinking and praying for full recovery. And I remember just leading all the rest of my friends and there at that moment to just pray. And we prayed, and we literally prayed for a couple of hours until we were all exhausted. And I remember going home with one of my younger sisters in the car. And I slept right next to my sister. We had all our clothes on. We were just such in shock. We couldn't even take off our clothes. And I was asleep right next to my sister with her in my arm, holding her, and just remembering that something good was going to happen, and I didn't know what it was going to be. I held on to a faith that came after that moment in time. And in that moment, I actually had a dream. And in the dream, I saw my mother's brain growing back with neurons forming. Now, naturally, dreams, we have all sorts of dreams that come, and I didn't necessarily think much of it. But I remember specifically this gooey, white, dewy substance. I remember it looking somewhat like snot. I mean, that sounds horrible for me to say, but it was true. And it looked like it was just all this gooey, white stuff holding all these cells together. And I saw this brain reshaping itself. But it wasn't just my mother's. It was many people's brains reshaping themselves. And I had no idea what this meant. All right. So I woke up from that dream, changed clothes, and went straight back to the hospital with my sister and met my other sisters there. And we discovered something that would forever change the way that we saw life. And something happened that we would have never anticipated in a million years. When we turned, I asked for the tests on my mother's vertebrae, and the test results returned. And there was absolutely no sign of any broken vertebrae, even though every single one of the surgeons witnessed it themselves. My mother's vertebrae were healed overnight. That moment, when I heard that, I started crying. And my entire life and my perception of prayer, my thinking about science completely did a 180 and it changed. A long road of recovery followed for my mother, and she began to heal. But I realized that prayer and brain power and science were all related. And I cannot speak for everyone else, but I can speak for myself and the evidence that I directly saw that was presented to me through this particular situation is about the power of this relationship. And the first key aspect I realize is that the applied mathematics, specifically chaos theory, represents desired events. And it had everything to do with the situation. Now, let me describe to you a little bit more about this. When all this was happening, I was actually in graduate school and I was getting my master's in mathematics. And I remember taking care of our mother, and I remember only getting 3 hours of sleep each night because it was so stressful of completing my thesis and helping my mother heal and going to work, and my sister and I were swapping off, taking times to help heal our mother as much as we could. And in the process of studying for this thesis and for my education, I saw that chaos theory tracks the flow of events that happen that seem unrelated. As things happen in the world, chaos theory mathematics seeks and effectively explains how things work together for two situations. For a good situation, which is a desired state of continuous growth and of development and innovation, or it works together towards things that were bad. And what I mean by this is that it worked together towards undesired states, things that led you to stagnation, to being stuck, and in some cases led to death, where something completely stopped its movement, its life, its particular momentum. So some things that happen in life that seem bad, I realized, in this process of mathematically looking at things, actually work together towards something that was beneficial and desired. And if I looked at my mother's situation, she had skull fractures. Now, normally people would be shocked when they hear this, but she had specific skull fractures at the base of her skull. And so normally people would be shocked, but in reality, the skull fractures were able to drain the blood so there wasn't going to be overpressurization in her skull, which allowed the surgeons to do the operation that saved her. So in chaos theory mathematics, I was seeing that things that happen, events specifically that happen in real life, actually sometimes work together in a interaction that can produce a better event than what was anticipated. The second idea and the principle that I was able to understand is that brain power is defined as changing the shape of the brain. It's repairing itself through any situation that it encounters. Brain power is the ability for the brain to reshape itself even though it encounters traumatic situations. Now, some of you that follow me on Facebook know that I'm a big fan of Wonder Woman, and on Halloween I actually dressed in a Wonder Woman costume. I think 1,000 people liked the picture. It was like so funny. And I love Wonder Woman, and she's one of my fictitious superhero characters. And when I was 8 years old, I used to watch her on TV. It was on the reruns on our channel out here in Los Angeles. And Wonder Woman in this one episode was teaching this younger Amazonian girl how to be a Wonder Woman. And she was teaching her how to focus. And they were both tied up. And there was water rushing into this one area. And she had to completely untie herself and bend the metal bar with her mind from across the room. And, of course, this is something fictitious in Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman told the girl, focus, focus. With focus, you can do amazing things. Focus. And so with her focus, she was able to use her brain and take all the energy she had directed inside of herself so it changed an exterior situation. And in that process, she was able to bend the metal, free herself and Wonder Woman, and save the lives of others. Now, I remember just holding on to that idea so much so. I remember it haunting me years later, but in a good way. And I realized through this entire situation that our brains can do the exact same thing. Your brain has the power to change its shape and heal itself when it changes its thoughts to refocus on a desired outcome. So when I saw my mother going through all this process of recovering from the accident and in the rehabilitation, my mother's determination and focus on restoring her brain is literally what grew her brain back. Now, many days she didn't have enough strength to endure this physical therapy and cognitive training therapy that she had to complete every day, but she stuck with it, and it was her determination and her focus to repair herself is what allowed her brain to actually regrow. But in this particular situation, once she was aware of her situation and how her vertebrae had healed and how she was still alive, she had the faith that continued to give her the strength to grow her brain back. And that focus and that determination literally regrew parts of her skull and regrew parts of her brain where she was able to re-walk, re-talk, eat again, sleep again. And that was an amazing recovery in itself. Now, through her work, she gained such mental focus. And this same mental focus is what we have in ourselves. If anyone tells you that the brain doesn't grow back or you've damaged it and it's irreparable, some scientists believe that's just the end of it. But I'm a scientist that tells you, no, your brain can restore itself. The third principle is this. Prayer links the brain's focus to attracting desired events. Now, people, when they think about prayer, they think about woo, 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 all this type of stuff that's intangible. Wah, wah. No, I'm telling you, it's something actually specific. And there's three types of prayer. First type of prayer is worry. Worry is a type of prayer where you are considering a negative outcome. And so you continuously focus on a negative outcome that is not positive. And so in this aspect of prayer, you're essentially taking the big picture out. You're taking the laws of the universe out of the mix, where you're not necessarily understanding that there's a bigger force at play and you're a part of it. So worry is something that's a type of prayer that has to completely take out of your thought process. The second type of prayer is earthly wants. Sometimes we desire certain things that come into our life and we want it to be a certain way. We want a certain job, we want a certain boyfriend or girlfriend, or we want a certain particular event to happen. Now, in my mother's case, obviously we wanted her to live, but I remember there was a big epiphany moment for myself where I realized that I was going to let the right thing happen. I had to remove myself. And even though I wanted my mother to live so badly, what I had to do is have faith that everything was going to work together in a way in which I couldn't understand. And that brings me to the third type of prayer, which I call full alignment. Full alignment is for you to know that there is a process of letting go, where you will acknowledge that there is a scientific process to how this universe works. And in the physical laws of how this universe works, everything works together mathematically, spiritually, together in the same way. So particular events will happen. And it also, prayer for full alignment, also allows you to be able to see that you have the ability to reshape your particular brain. When we have this type of prayer, there's a couple things that happen. The cortisol that is released when stress happens stops. And when prayer happens, it releases good hormones in your brain that literally turns off the fear response and it turns on the frontal brain lobes, so it activates in problem solving. Now, when this problem solving aspects of the frontal lobes happen, it allows someone to be able to envision an outcome that is beneficial and not necessarily difficult or harmful. So the process of the brain focusing on that particular aspect of letting go and a potential beneficial future is what literally allows the hormones in the brain to reshape itself and reform itself so neurons and neural fire travels to the right areas of the brain so the body and the brain can heal itself together. Now, obviously, this particular situation was something that was a life-changing experience for me. And as I always look back, I know through this experience that there's a greater power that's happening in which we scientists and we technical people do not completely know or have defined yet. Neuroscientists are still to this day trying to completely define the brain power associated with prayer, as well as what the brain can actually do from it. So, again, I'm just so thankful to be able to share my particular experience with this particular scenario. And when I look at my mother and I see her walking, I definitely know that she's a walking miracle. And we, mark my words, and probably 100 years from now, we'll completely understand how the brain can transform situations, not only inside of itself, but without the restrictions of time and space. And we're going to see how the brain power can literally change situations exterior to us. And I'm a firm believer that there's an intersection between science, which is this mathematical chaos theory, and prayer that literally changes events midway through. Now, it has been such a pleasure for me to talk to you today on Answers Unleashed. And again, thank you so much for your phone calls that came for our last episode. Again, you can call us anytime at 888-88-ANSWERS. Ask me a question directly so you can get that information on air or on our website, answersunleashed.com. Oh, it is, again, we are here on kpcradio.com giving you such information to reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. And again, I am Olympia LaPointe. And we look forward to seeing you here back next week where you will learn how to become an entrepreneur. I am Olympia LaPointe. AnswersUnleashed.com. See you next time. Let's push button.